Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Election Commission to announce schedule for Bihar Assembly elections this afternoon. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar inaugurates first phase of the Patna Metro Rail service, also transfers 10,000 rupees each to 21 lakh women under Mukhya Mantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana. Curfew imposed in Odisha's Cuttack following violent clashes during Durga Puja procession. Rajasthan government constitutes six-member high-level committee to probe fire incident at Sawai Man Singh Hospital in Jaipur, which claimed six lives. And in World Para Athletics Championship, India wraps up its campaign with 22 medals, including 6 gold, 9 silver and 7 bronze. The Election Commission will announce the schedule of Bihar Assembly elections this afternoon in New Delhi. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, accompanied by Election Commissioners Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Vivek Joshi, will brief the media on the poll dates. The term of 243 members of the Bihar Assembly will end on the 22nd of next month. We have a report.
With the announcement of the election schedule, the model code of conduct will come into effect. The announcement comes just a day after the Election Commission's delegation concluded its review of poll preparedness in Bihar. During the visit, the team met representatives of major political parties and assessed the state's logistical arrangements. This year's elections are expected to be a high-stakes contest between the ruling alliance of the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, and the Janata Dal United and the opposition coalition Mahagathbandhan, led by the Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD and the Congress, Prashant Kishore's Jan Swaraj Party, which is positioning itself as an alternative political force, is also expected to make the contest more interesting. In the previous assembly elections held in the year 2020, the National Democratic Alliance NDA secured a majority with 125 seats, while the Mahagathbandhan 110. The RJD emerged as the single largest party with 75 seats. With Bhupendra's report, Aishwarya Rainikam for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar inaugurated the first phase of the Patna Metro Rail service today. After a wait of 6 years, the much-awaited metro service in Patna has finally become a reality. The construction of the project was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in February 2019. More from our correspondent.
With the launch of the state's first metro rail service, the wait for the people of Patna ended today. Under the Patna Metro Rail Service, the first train was operated today on the elevated section of the priority corridor between the interstate bus terminal and Bhutnath station. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar flagged off the metro rail service and travelled from ISBT station to Bhutnath station. The general public will be able to enjoy the metro ride from tomorrow. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Chief Minister Nitish Kumar also transferred 10,000 rupees each to 21 lakh women beneficiaries under the Mukhya Mantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana through direct benefit transfer. This is the third phase of fund transfer to the beneficiaries under the scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had launched the scheme on September the 26th through video conferencing from New Delhi. More than 1.1 crore women beneficiaries have been selected for the scheme in Bihar. Curfew has been imposed in Cuttack, Odisha till tomorrow morning following violent clashes during a Durga Puja idol immersion procession. Internet services have also been suspended and stringent restrictions have been imposed in the city to restore law and order. Speaking to the media, Additional Police Commissioner Narasingha Bhola said that except for emergency services such as hospitals, grocery shops and petrol pumps, all other commercial establishments will remain closed during the curfew.
From yesterday 10 o'clock in the night till tomorrow 10 o'clock in the morning, this prohibitory order will be remain in force. Today, only emergency services, they are open. Government offices, school colleges, they are open. Hospital, medicine shops, grocery shops and petrol pumps, these are remaining open. Otherwise, all other commercial establishments, they are remaining closed. And the people of Cuttack city, they have cooperated with us. The situation is peaceful.
The violence took place on Friday night when some locals objected to loud music during an immersion procession. Chief Minister of Odisha Mohan Charan Majhi has appealed to the people of Cuttack to restore peace and harmony. A six-member high-level committee chaired by the Commissioner of Medical Education has been constituted to probe the fire incident at Sawai Man Singh SMS Hospital in Jaipur, which claimed six lives. The blaze broke out in the trauma ICU on the second floor last night, where 11 patients were admitted. Trauma Centre in charge, Dr. Anurag Dhakar, said the fire was caused by a short circuit and spread rapidly, releasing toxic gases.
A short circuit occurred in the trauma ICU and the fire spread rapidly, releasing toxic gases. Our trauma center team, our nursing officers and ward boys immediately rescued them on trolleys and brought as many patients as we could and shifted them to another location. Six of those patients were very critical. We tried very hard to revive them, but they couldn't be saved. There were 24 that we evacuated, 11 in the trauma ICU and 13 in the adjacent ICU.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives in the tragedy in a social media post. Mr. Modi said he was deeply saddened by the incident and extended his condolences to the families who lost their loved ones. Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma assured the injured of proper treatment and care. Sharing a post on X after visiting the SMS hospital, the Chief Minister said the situation is being monitored continuously. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. GST Bachat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will expand opportunities for Bihar.
The new GST reforms are poised to give a boost to Bihar in various sectors, including agriculture, food processing, dairy and handloom. The reforms will also benefit farmers by reducing the cost of fertilizers, micronutrients and machinery. Bihar will also see a push to its rail hub, Ayush products and honey clusters. Agriculture is the backbone of Bihar and employs nearly half of its workforce. GST on makhana-based snacks has been reduced to 5% from the earlier 12%. Also, due to reduction of taxes on juices, jams and pickles from 12 to 5%, Muzaffarpur's GI tag Shahi Lichi will see savings of 6 to 7%. Micro, small and medium enterprises that provide a variety of processed foods will get a boost with reduction of taxes on biscuits, namkeens and sauces. Similarly, the tax cut on the dairy sector is expected to see ease on working capital pressures on dairies and strengthen cooperative networks. Handicrafts including Bhagalpuri silk, Madhubani paintings and Sujini embroidered products are expected to become affordable. Also, the GST reduction on tractors, pumps and irrigation equipment to 5% will encourage wider adoption of modern tools, boost agricultural productivity and strengthen farmer incomes. Along with this, Bihar's role in Indian Railways freight and passenger ecosystem will improve as the cost of consumables in packing and shop floor operations are expected to fall with lowering taxes on technical textiles, cartons, boxes and adhesive. By lowering tax rates, the changes are expected to ease the burden on consumers, support rural livelihoods, strengthen MSME and enhance competitiveness in exports. The impact will be visible across agriculture, handlooms, handicrafts, dairy, fertilizers, rail manufacturing, bamboo and cane craft, and emerging areas such as Ayush and honey. Vidrishu and Rohan, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu today presented the My Bharat National Service Scheme NSS Awards for the year 2022-23 at Rashtrapati Bhavan. She presented 40 awards to NSS units and their program officers and NSS volunteers. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports confers the National Service Scheme Award every year to recognize the exceptional contributions of NSS volunteers, units and program officers in community service and nation building. In Chhattisgarh's Naxal-affected Bastar Division, the Central Reserve Police Force, CRPF, has distributed over 10,000 radio sets among villagers in recent days. These radio sets have been provided across all 7 districts of the Bastar division. Here is a report from our Raipur correspondent Vikalp Shukla.
Over the past few months, incidents of Maoist violence have significantly declined in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region. Along with combating left-wing extremism, the Central Armed Police Forces are also making continuous efforts to win the trust of local villagers. As part of this outreach, the CRPF has distributed more than 10,000 radio sets to residents of various districts in the Bastar division. In this region of dense forest and challenging terrain, radio serves as an effective means of communication. It not only keeps people informed about government welfare schemes, programs and decisions, but also helps prevent them from being misled by Maoist propaganda. It is noteworthy that Akashvani News is the only news medium broadcasting news and current affairs programs in tribal dialects Gondi and Halbi for listeners in the Bastar division. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
The Supreme Court has sought response from the Centre and Union Territory of Ladakh on a plea filed by Sonam Wangchuk's wife, Geetanjali J. Angmo. She has challenged Sonam Wangchuk's detention under the National Security Act, seeking his immediate release. However, a bench of justices, Arvind Kumar and N.V. Anjaria, refused to pass any order on providing grounds of detention to Wangchuk's wife. The next hearing will be held on the 14th of this month. India and the European Union will begin the 14th round of negotiations in Brussels today to finalize the free trade agreement. The fresh round of talks between senior officials will extend over a period of 5 days. This will be followed up by another meeting between Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal and his EU counterpart Maroš Šefčovič in South Africa on the sidelines of the G20 Trade Commissioners Summit. U.S. President Donald Trump has called for a pause in Israel's offensive ahead of indirect ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas, set to begin today in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. The negotiations will center on Trump's 20-point peace proposal, which has been largely accepted by both sides. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Jammu, Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi NCR today. Delhi and adjoining areas are also likely to experience hailstorm conditions today. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Jinnamani said that from tomorrow there will be a substantial reduction in rainfall activity over the national capital.
The rain has been occurring over Western Himalayan region, Jammu Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, and also NCR Delhi. Thunderstorm for Jammu Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, also for Punjab and Haryana. It is mainly isolated heavy rainfall. To the eastern India, over Bihar and Subhuman, Western and Sikkim, we have seen further deep in the rainfall.
The season's first snowfall occurred in the higher reaches of Kashmir Valley today. According to the Met Department, the season's first snowfall occurred in Gulmarg Hill Station, Zojila Pass, Razdan Pass, Pitki Gully and other higher reaches of the valley. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.7% higher in afternoon trade today. The Sensex added 615 points to 81,821, while the Nifty gained 185 points to 25,079 when reports last came in. In World Para-Athletics Championships, India wrapped up its campaign with 22 medals, which include 6 gold, 9 silver and 7 bronze. 7 Indians were in action on the final day at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission to announce schedule for Bihar Assembly elections this afternoon. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar inaugurates first phase of the Patna Metro Rail service, also transfers 10,000 rupees each to 21 lakh women under Mukhya Mantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana. Curfew imposed in Odisha's Cuttack following violent clashes during Durga Puja procession. Rajasthan government constitutes 6-member high-level committee to probe fire incident at Sawai Man Singh Hospital in Jaipur, which claimed 6 lives. And in World Para-Athletics Championship, India wraps up its campaign with 22 medals, including 6 golds, 9 silver and 7 bronze. With that, we end the midday news.